USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The manhunt in Atlanta, Georgia is over. After a nearly eight-hour search, authorities captured the man accused of opening fire in a Midtown Atlanta medical building yesterday and killing 38-year-old Amy St. Pierre and wounding four others. Pierre was working at the Atlanta-based CDC. The wounded were sent to a nearby Atlanta hospital, three of them arriving in critical condition. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
I am pleased to share with you that thanks to our strong partnership with Cobb County Police Department, law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
The suspected gunman is 24-year-old Deion Patterson. A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy voting while vice president. The claim says the FBI and the Department of Justice had the information before the 2020 election and is on Form FD-1023. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over an unclassified document between then-Vice President Biden and an undisclosed foreign national. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News last night.
Democrats in the media have covered for this president over and over and over again to the tune of even interfering in an election. Let's not forget that Twitter and the other big tech companies censored stories about Hunter's laptop to try and change the outcome of an election. We need to know what the truth is, and we need to get it right now.
Prosecutors have announced three teens accused of killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars in the West Denver, Colorado area have been charged with murder and other crimes. May the force be with you this May 4th, my Padawan learner. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
New York State has become the first state to ban gas stoves in America.
A new state law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces, and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances like induction stoves and heat pumps. The new law applies to all new buildings shorter than 7 stories by 2026, and then includes taller buildings by 2029. I'm John Schaefer.
As expected, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point yesterday, marking the 10th consecutive move in another aggressive move to counter inflation. This as the nation's second largest bank, First Republic, collapsed over the weekend from the economic stress. Senate Democrats are launching a new effort to better compete with China.
Speaking on the issue, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had this to say.
There is no reason our two parties here can't come together and send a strong message that we're united in this pressing national security effort.
Schumer also said lawmakers are preparing a new package of legislation in the coming months to enhance U.S. leadership. Lawmakers want to limit the flow of advanced technology to China to deter Beijing from initiating a conflict with Taiwan and block U.S. capital from going to Chinese companies. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is officially Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. But it's also Firefighters Memorial Day. Let's join in honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Lance Pry, USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.